AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The Justice Department says it was premature for the head of the House Judiciary Committee to issue a subpoena today for the unredacted version of the Mueller-Russia report. But Congressman Gerald Nadler on CBS This Morning says there's a lot more to learn about allegations of obstruction of justice since President Trump was not open with investigators.
He refused to testify. Mm-hmm. He refused to answer questions about obstruction of justice at all. And most of the questions about the Russians, he didn't remember.
Some Democrats are calling for the president's impeachment, but our Julie Pace reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not eager to take that direction.
You also have to be able to bring not just Democrats, but also Republicans on board. This is somebody who lived through the Bill Clinton impeachment hearings, and her takeaway from those hearings was that it just divided the country.
President Trump, meanwhile, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, tweeted that the claims in the Mueller report were garbage, but he used stronger language than that.
Sulla croce, Gesù di Nazareth.
Pope Francis, in a message about suffering on Good Friday, remember children who've been abused by clergy and migrants who face closed doors because of politics. And in Paris,
Catholic faithful celebrated Good Friday taking part in a Way of the Cross procession near the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral. At the cathedral itself, 4 days after a devastating fire, architects and construction workers stabilized the structure.
That's our Mike Gross here reporting. It's life in prison for David and Louise Turpin of California, accused of beating, starving, and shackling some of their 13 children. Their son today spoke in court.
Sometimes I still have nightmares of things that had happened, such as my siblings being chained up or getting beaten.
This is AP Radio News. Is Joe Biden running for president?
Three people with knowledge of Joe Biden's plans tell the Associated Press the former vice president will join the race next week, possibly as early as Wednesday. Biden would be the oldest and most experienced politician among the 18 other high-profile Democrats who have already announced presidential bids. And while he will enter as a frontrunner, he faces questions about his age, he's 76, and whether his more moderate record fits with a party that's become more liberal. President Trump's Republican allies have privately warned Biden might pose the greatest threat to his re-election, given Biden's potential appeal amongst white working-class voters in the Midwest who helped propel Trump to victory. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Oklahoma City, in a remembrance ceremony of the 1995 bombing, civic leaders have transplanted a young tree. It was cloned from an American elm that survived that blast. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.